I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 862, Doing Evil for God's Sake. History is chock full of people who did evil, horrible, terrible things, all in the name of God. Hitler used the name of God to justify wiping out the Jews because they were Jesus killers. The Crusades marched to kill the Muslims, all in the name of God. And the Muslims flew airplanes on 9/11, all in the name of Allah. Soldiers in the North and the South during the Civil War truly believed they were doing God's will. And unfortunately, I could take the entire 5 minutes just listing examples. But what about us? Do we do what we do in the name of God? We're supposed to. Paul wrote to the Colossians, "And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Okay. So how do we keep from doing evil for God's sake? This podcast is called The Two Greatest, T2G, which is all about loving God and loving others. So love's the big key word right there. You know, Judas may be the best and most classic example of what I'm talking about today. In Luke 22, 3 and 4, it tells us, "Then Satan entered Judas, and Judas went to the chief priest and discussed how he might betray Jesus." Satan entered Judas? How'd he do that? Was it like in those scary exorcist movies with head spinning weird voices and stuff? I don't think so. Satan did with Judas what he often does with us. He gave him the wrong idea, the wrong narrative, and Judas ran with it, like our first ancestors did in the garden. There's a lot of debate about old Judas. Did he betray Jesus for money? Was he disillusioned? Was he trying to force Jesus to be what he thought he should be? I mean, why, Judas? Why did you do it? Well, wherever you land on that debate, I think the bottom line is this. Judas did what Judas thought was the right thing to do. He probably thought he was doing God's will in his own twisted thinking. So how do we keep from being Judas on smaller areas in our life, but still maybe just as deadly in our own relationships? I think it comes back to that verse in Colossians 3:17. Yes, we are supposed to do what we do and say what we say and go where we go and act how we act in the name of Jesus. And that's the key, isn't it? Does this thought, this potential action, do these words that I want to say, do they sound like Jesus? Do they look like Jesus? Do they act like Jesus? Over and over again, we're told to follow Jesus, to imitate Jesus, to live for and with and in Jesus. And when we're doing that, we just can't be Hitler or go on a crusade or beat our children in the name of God, because that's not in Jesus' name. It's nothing like Jesus at all. Here's the great question. When have you ever thought you were doing God's will only to discover, like Judas did, that it wasn't God's will at all? Let's pray this prayer from raynoah.com. God, I have declared my love for you countless times, but I have not equally demonstrated the authenticity of that love by sensitivity, compassion, and selfless loving to those around me in ways that they would recognize as true love. Forgive my neglect and help me to allow the kind of love you have for me to be demonstrated toward others. May I be real life proof of your love throughout this day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 863. In the meantime, I'm convinced that all of us can make up a story to justify whatever we want to do. And unfortunately, often we use the weight of God's will to be the discussion ender. And that causes atheists to say, "See, this believing in God stuff is evil. It leads to war and violence and such." And they're right. It can. But that's not on God. That's on God's people. When we're not doing it in Jesus' name, meaning by Jesus' values, by His love, His character, His forgiveness, His kindness, and His kingdom. As we walk through this day, let's make sure that we are T2G'ing it up all over the place. And may we stop doing evil for God's sake.